this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Charlie Brown joins us, Life and Technology. I'd hate to see 10 fall over, Charlie.
Well, I started my tech show CyberShack TV on Channel 10 in 2005 and 2006, and it's still running today, Steve. So I guess if there was no Channel 10 willing to take our show on in the very early days, we wouldn't be having a tech show running on free-to-air TV for the last 11 years.
It is a private enterprise. I mean, no one has to invest money in it, and if it goes broke, that's because the business model didn't work. But, you know, the whole media sector is severely challenged. I mean, the Fairfax company that owns this radio network is going every day through arguments about whether to continue printing newspapers. Disruption, Charlie, which you're in the middle of and explaining to us, has caused traditional media to go through some real bad heartache.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, you're talking, you had had a union representative on the program before talking about Telstra. There's obviously a lot of discussion about what they're going through at the moment. I mean, if you go back over the last 15 years, the bulk of Australians have been getting their internet connection through a line of copper that went from their house down to a Telstra exchange, and that was how we got our internet. But that copper network's been sold. So maybe we've discussed that before, the NBN, the Telstra exchange, is no longer that point that all the other internet service providers has to go to get their equipment in to supply internet service to customers. They're not going to Telstra anymore. They're now going to NBN. So their business is changing substantially. And now when you look at how people are going to get the internet over the next 10 to 15 years, it's going to be satellite, wireless, fiber optic, coaxial, copper, 4G wireless through mobile. I mean, the business is changing substantially. So it is an indication that things keep marching forward. Obviously, cold comfort to 1,400 people tonight, but definitely that's what's going on.
McDonald's going to use Snapchat to hire workers. Is that here or in the US?
In the United States. There's also there is various ways of using social media to hire people. I mentioned our TV show CyberShack. In 2008, we ran a Facebook competition. We had about 400 applicants for a new presenter role. It is a medium to find young people who are interested in a job. It works. I mean, people are using it and they find it very easy to snap out, or pardon the pun, a video to submit an application via video. And if McDonald's is wanting to use that, then obviously that's saying that McDonald's thinks that that's a good way to find young people who are have a lot of energy and are interested in getting a job working there.
Good on you, mate. Thank you for hanging on for us. I'll talk to you next week.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.